Yo, pray for everybody, man. Yo, I think that murdering documentary is out. Family over fame.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate
that's it. No, no, no. Thank you. Anytime you come in, y'all show me love, man. Mm-hmm. Lambo, have yourself a great weekend. We shall parlay. Yes. I'm going to try to go to as much events as I can as I get off road. So just like that, much of my say it's been a great one. It's been the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We own Fridays. You can watch the playback on YouTube, Detour 51.
To a hotel.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKT 90.3.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck. Jamie Branch at the trumpet, working with her project Fly or Die. Chad Taylor at the drums. Jason Jaysman at the bass. And Temeca Reed at the cello. From the first recording, self-titled Fly or Die, released on International Anthem. That was a piece entitled Theme 002. And as you have probably heard, some very tragic news, sad news, in the creative jazz world, creative music world, with Jamie Branch passing this past Monday at a ripe young age of 39. Certainly a life force, a creative life force, was Jamie Branch. And we'll touch on her music a little bit over the course of the next couple of hours. We won't get too sad, though it is sad. My name is John V. This is Jazz and Mock. We're here as usual on a Friday morning with a stack of creative music to lay down on you. Hope you can stick around and enjoy the beautiful creative music. And yeah, we're all right here, 90.3 FM in Montreal, www.ckut.ca, but you already know that. We're going to start this first set with a piece featuring a solo piece from Jamie Branch, and it's from a series curated by the Climate Control Project, or created for the Climate Control Project in 2020, and features Jamie Branch solo throughout at trumpet, vocals, synth, drums, and Happy Apple. From episode 3 of the SOS Sessions by Jamie Branch, this is Human and Planetary Considerations. And we're all right here in Jazz Amok.
Governments are failing to act. The United States, to the horror of the world, withdrew from the Paris Agreement. But despite that, many of the other actors in charge of some of the most advanced and wealthiest economies have withdrawn from the agreement in action.
Not a single one is on track to meet their Paris goals. Deeper still, we don't have to project 1 minute into our future to see that the climate crisis is already here. On this note, I speak to you not as an elected official or public figure, but I speak to you as a human being, a woman whose dreams of motherhood now taste bittersweet because of what I know about our children's future, and that our actions are responsible for bringing their most dire possibilities into focus.
Right now, federal governments are failing
because climate change is not a coincidence or a scientific anomaly. Climate change is a consequence. It is a consequence of our unsustainable way of life, because it is unsustainable to organize our society as we have, centered on prioritizing personal gain and profit over any and all human or planetary considerations. And frankly, it is unsustainable to continue to believe that our system of runaway, unaccountable, law-breaking pursuit of profit, whose inequality is so socially destabilizing that it is giving rise to authoritarians who burn our forests and challenge the democracies that listen to basic science, and to think that that has nothing to do with this. Possibilities into focus.
Right now,
none of federal governments are failing to act. The United States, to the horror of the world, withdrew from the Paris Agreement. But despite that, many of the other actors in charge of some of the most advanced and wealthiest economies have withdrawn from the agreement in action. Not a single one is on track to meet the Paris goals. Pursuit of profit, whose inequality is so socially destabilizing that it is giving rise to authoritarians who burn our forests and challenge the democracies that listen to basic science, and to think that that has nothing to do with this.
AOC+3. They know nothing about the climate. I mean, she's got a good line of stuff, but she knows nothing about the climate. And they're all hopping through hoops for AOC+3. Look. You know, if you look at his... AOC+3. They know nothing about the climate.
law-breaking pursuit of profit, whose inequality is so socially destabilizing that it is giving rise to authoritarians who burn our forests and challenge the democracies that listen to...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jason Adagian taking that out, part of course, Fly or Die. Jamie Branch at the trumpet. Lester St. Louis at the cello and percussion. Jason Adagian at the double bass. And Chad Taylor at drums, marimba, and xylophone from Fly or Die 2, released on the International Anthem recording label. That was Simple Silver Surfer. Jamie Branch again at the trumpet. Prior to that, we heard Jamie working with two European women creators, Ig Henneman at the viola and Anna LaBerge at the flute, Jamie at trumpet. Title track to Dropping Stuff and Other Folk Songs, released on the Relative Pitch recording label back in 2019. Prior to that, fairly new release from Kirk Nufke, featured at Cornet throughout the double CD release. We heard the title track to Gravity Without Airs, and it's just been released on the Teo Forms recording label. Matthew Shipp is at the piano, and Michael Bizio at the bass, joining Kirk Nufke at the cornet. Prior to that, we heard Wadada Leo Smith and his Great Lakes Quartet, with John Lindberg at the bass, Jack DeJohnette at the drums, Henry Threadgill at alto sax and flutes, of course Wadada at the trumpet. That was movement 2 of the Gold Symphony, part of the large box set on Tum Recordings entitled The Chicago Symphony. Prior to that, Jason Adagian leading an outing on Delmark from back in 2008, and a piece entitled, or actually the release entitled, The Art of Dying, and featuring, of course, Jason at the double bass, Matt Schneider at the guitar there, Norikata Tanaka at the drums, Tim Haldeman at the tenor saxophone, and Jamie Branch at the trumpet back in 2008, I guess, after her arrival. Shortly thereafter, her arrival in Chicago. Of course, based both in Chicago and New York, working in both cities and working around the world more and more. She was just garnering such a large community of fans and musicians. And really is a shame that Jamie Branch did pass away last Monday. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT. Did we get through that set? No, I stopped at the Great Lakes. And then Jason, and we started everything off with Human and Planetary Considerations. There we are, solo piece for the SOS Sessions 3, and I found that on Bandcamp in case you're looking for it, and it's part of a much longer suite, Political as Usual from Jamie Branch. This is Jazz Mock right here in CKUT. Couple minutes before 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. John B, your host. You're finding us at 90.3 FM or at www.ckut.ca. I think we have some very important messages to pass on, and we'll be back with some more music.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
MuTech Montreal, the most important festival for digital creativity and electronic music in North America, returns for its 23rd edition at Quartet de Spectacle. From Tuesday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 28th, vibe to the rhythm of more than 100 local and international artists such as Caterina Barbieri, Cora Novoa, Koreatown Acid, Luke Slater, Max Cooper, and Nicola Cruz. MuTech also has a program dedicated to professionals with its MuTech Forum and Market, which consists of 4 days of exchanges and events centered around digital creation. The complete program and tickets are now available at a preferential rate at montreal.mutech.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
If you're...
Hello, this is is Amina Claudine Maris. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I like to listen to CKUT 90.3 FM.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
What? My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. Nah, fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
That's us. Minute after 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. The rain's still holding off in downtown Montreal, but it will come, apparently. We're looking for rain today in a high of only 21. More